Hello, folks. This is HM correspondent Erica Dulcinea Dix with the Media Sanctuary. And today, I have a comedian in the building. I'm speaking with Tiffany T-Barb Barber. She is straight out of Detroit, Michigan, aka The D. Tiffany is not only a comedian, but an entrepreneur, radio personality host, producer, content creator, and last but not least, a vegan chef. Please welcome my guest, Tiffany Barber. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you? And thank you for having me today.
I'm great. Thank you for asking. And of course, you're definitely part of the family now. So I'm so excited.
Thank you. I'm your favorite cousin already, girl.
Okay. So please tell me how you got started into comedy.
It's crazy a little bit because a lot of times in life we have talents that we don't necessarily view them as talents. You know, they're sometimes just natural personality traits. Like you may know someone that's creative or good with hair and they've never been to hair school, you know, and you just know that that's their natural ability. So I've just always been extremely silly and goofy, even before being silly and goofy was popular, because it was not popular. I was just the goofy girl down the street, you know, type of thing, always cheesing. And I was a social worker and I was doing adult protective services at the time, which is not a funny job at all by any standards, but I would make everybody laugh and we would be laughing in the office all day. And one of my coworkers, she did comedy and she invited me out. She said, you know, she felt I should come do some comedy, do an open mic. She invited me out and told me to have 3 minutes. 3 minutes seems like nothing, but when you're on the stage talking to people, it was like 3,000 minutes. It was forever. But I did the 3 minutes of comedy. I loved it. And then it was just a trickle down effect from there. I've been doing it ever since.
Okay, so tell me about your experience with adult services. How was that? That's got to be different.
Well, you know, I was a social worker for 14 years. So I did children's protective services. I did foster care. And I also did adult protective services. It was definitely a different experience. And I went off into that field because my mother was raised in foster care. And as a result, ended up having mental illness and falling into drugs as a result of the abuse that she had. So my mother was in and out of prison. So me knowing her story and knowing what she went through, it made me want to do something to give back to the community and also to help even kids like myself. So I went off into social work, and I ain't gonna lie, I've seen some of the worst things you can think of, especially in Detroit. You know, Detroit is just one of those rough, tough places. It's economically struggling. And so you just see so much poverty. I've seen it all, you know, from child suicide to incest, molestation. But I've also been a martyr of hope as far as keeping a lot of kids at home with their parents, because protective services is subjective in a lot of ways. You can come to someone's home on the wrong day, and maybe it was Labor Day and you had one or too many beers and your kid fall off the porch and you can't tell the people why. Those are real life incidents that a lot of people deal with in protective services. And the wrong person may view that as you're an alcoholic, not watching your kids, when it was just an everyday thing. So I've also saved a ton. I wouldn't be surprised if it's thousands of kids from entering the foster care and children protective services. So I put in my work, you know what I'm saying?
I know that's right. All right. So that's definitely different. And I'm glad you were able to share your experience with us and your perspective on that. So out of the many talents you have, which is your favorite and why?
It's still a split. I'm split on that because I love to cook. So I'm like big on anything creative I like to do. So I love to cook. And I also like to laugh. So okay. I would definitely say, you know, comedy. For sure. You know, just my comedic nature. And of course, I will feed you. So who don't want to be full and be laughing all day? Like, it's so fun.
That's right. And, you know, a way to a man's heart.
I'm still single, so my food must not be as good as I thought. But I'm trying. I'm working on it.
All right. So how did you get started with vegan life? Like, what prompted you to make that lifestyle change? And how long have you been a vegan for?
Okay. So, yeah. So that's a very interesting question, because it's crazy, right? Things happen in your life and it's like you be wondering why. And then has something ever happened to you? And then after, you realize like why that happened in that moment.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of what happened. So I wasn't raised in a church or religious at all. I've kind of found spirituality on my own. I have nothing against any religion. I consider myself more just a spiritual person than aligning with a particular faith. You know, I believe in God. So, but this particular year, it was 2016, I decided to practice Lent. I'm not a Catholic or anything, but just something spoke to me and was like, you should make a sacrifice. Mm. When I heard that, my thought was that came across me was, if I make a sacrifice, then the world will open up, things will change, right? This is just what's in my mind. I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, my mama was a crackhead. I'm being a quack now. This is, it came back to me in my life. But it really was just God speaking to me. So that particular weekend, I was going to Toronto to the All-Star Weekend to hang out. My friends was kind of like, how you going to practice Lent and make a sacrifice? And we going on vacation, girl. You know, we going to eat and drink. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to give up meat. I don't know what told me that. Because I was like, oh my God, I'm out of town. I ain't giving up drinking. That's for sure. We came out of town to drink. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not giving up partying. Like, we out of here to party. Like, I cuss every 5 seconds. So what can I give up? This realistic to me at the time, it was meat. And little did I know that Toronto was a big vegetarian city because they have a large Indian population. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I went to the mall and it was like, this is my first time seeing vegetarian places in a food court. So it was just so easy there. I wasn't a vegan. I was a vegetarian, you know, still eating eggs and cheese. Then after Lent, something told me, keep going, keep going. So I fluctuated for like a year or two between pescatarian and like vegetarian before making a transition to full vegan. I'm going to tell you what's so crazy about it is, all that happened 3 months before I started my comedy career, right? As a result of becoming a vegan, I received a lot of opportunities to become a vegan chef. Like, I've been featured in the Detroit News. I've been featured on Chef Wars. I have the vegan cookbook out, the Hood Rat Kitchen vegan cookbook available on my site, T-Barbie. At first, I was like, I'm turning into a hippie. You know, I'm tripping. Like, I'm a retired Hood Rat. What I'm talking about, some vegan, you know, but it was just a part
of— oh my gosh, I cannot.
I am, girl. I'm a retired hood rat, and relapse is a part of recovery. So don't even, you know, you see me doing some hood rat stuff, I just tell everybody, mind your business, go on about your business.
Please tell me about your 30-minute special on Amazon Prime called Getting Off. What is it about, and how did you get this big project?
Oh, wow. So Getting Off is going into the second season, which they're now casting for. They picked Detroit the first season. I was just scouted by some talent agencies at Mind Vision Productions who produced it. And it was being produced for Amazon Prime. So it's a 30-minute comedy special. It's 5 30-minute comedy specials. And I'm episode number 1. So anybody looking at it, I appreciate if you leave a comment. It's really funny. They want it really raunchy. So it's very edgy comedy. And I'm very proud of it. And also proud to be helping with the production of season 2, Getting Off. So comedians, get at me. Make sure you go on Amazon Prime and watch it.
Okay, awesome. So how did they scout you is the question. Where were you at?
And so that's another thing. I'm telling you, God will align what he wants you to have. I did a comedy show with a comedian. It was her first time ever doing comedy. And she did well for her first time, for sure. And we just ended up connecting and talking. And come to find out, she was associated with the production company that was scouting. So when they went to looking for different female comedians, because they wanted it to be diverse, when they went looking, she threw my name in the hat, and then they watched me a little bit, and then they asked me to come in, and the rest is history.
That's what's up. See, some people don't like putting other people on, and the fact that your person was able to do that and you had just met.
And it was months later. That was Mother's Day, and I think they caught me in like August. So I was very surprised, but you never know the impact that you'll have on people.
Say that twice. That's okay. So you know, I'm going to have to do this because, you know, we shared some laughs over it and I just couldn't get over it. So why did you start calling yourself the retired hood rat? I need to know.
Well, I am a retired hood rat because I grew up in a very different situation from where I am now. You know, my parents suffered from addiction and mental health. I started smoking and drinking when I was 11 years old. I went in my first bar. I was 13. I lived the life of an adult. I got my first job. I was 12 years old. I've been stabbed. I shot somebody. I mean, I've been through a lot. And I actually went to college on my own. So I caught a Greyhound bus to Dillard University alone. And it was very life-changing for me. So I think in saying retired hood rat, it embodies the dark road I came from and shows that anybody can have anything. And it also allows me to embrace my past and not be ashamed of anything I went through, because that's what made me who I am today. A retired hood rat.
Beautiful. So like, you know, nothing out of something type of thing. You show every kid that, not saying, you know, particular, but you know what I mean? Like everything you went through, you know, you could have went down a completely different path, staying on that path. You know what I mean?
Thank you. And I get that question a lot. A lot of people feel like that's derogatory, but after I explain it, they understand.
No, and I get that. And I kind of figured there was a meaning behind it. So I was like, you know, let me pin that one in there. Okay, folks. Well, I spoke with Tiffany Barber, the comedian, the entrepreneur, the radio host, the queen of comedy. Listen, this is not the last time you'll see her. She will be right back here and right here at Media Sanctuary again, because she is a part of the family. Thank you so much for sitting down with me today.
No problem. I appreciate you, and I'm willing to come back anytime. So thank you so much for having me.
You have a great day.